seemingly normal bar.
Welcome back to the Gutter Wreck. We're telling you're an alcohol, make the best of friends. I'm glad you could join us here. You're just in time for tonight's main event. But first, let me introduce you to some folks. The hairy guy wearing the bathrobe in the corner goes by Doc B. He used to be a doctor, but was sued for malpractice more times than I can count. The other patrons say he's a ghost of his former self now. Up next, let's take a look at the girl in red behind the bar swinging drinks. Rumor is her wizard used to be an item until he snuck off and she sent her pet to hunt him down. The guy over there that looks like Clint Eastwood on meth has been kicked out of bars for fighting more times than I can count. But the Gutter Wreck always lets him back in. Careful not to make eye contact. Sometimes you gotta give the people what they want, and I know what that is. It's blood. That's why I'm telling you about another wizard knife fight. The second wizard knife fight. You may be thinking this is just a remake of the last wizard knife fight, but I assure you it's not. It's actually a different wizard knife fight. Our second.
I've been kind of toying with an idea, and I've been asking a bunch of bands, and I think kind of you're probably one of the better bands to ask this question to. about the band itself kind of as an art piece, because obviously musicians make art in the form of music. The show is a type of performance art that's being done. Mm-hmm. But there's also kind of an element that I'm finding that people are kind of perceiving the band itself and like how they are presented as an art piece. Could you be considered as a band an art piece in and of itself?
I don't know. I think that's a question for fans. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'm the right person to answer that. I think it's up for interpretation for fans. Some would say yes. Some would probably say no. I don't know. I really don't know what to answer there. Yeah.
JLo, 1690 AM. How did you like that? Did you like it? You liked it. Don't lie to me. You're a liar. Why would you say such a thing? Such a drastically untrue thing as you didn't like what just occurred there. That was a track called Malediction from a band that I incorrectly named last week because I thought you're going to think this is crazy. Are you ready for this? You ready to hear how crazy this is? You're going to think that I thought, well, because I did, that this band was called Tragedy as Catharsis, which sounds like it's a pretty long name for a band, right? It's not I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness or whatever the one for the chain to the bottom of the ocean, dragged into sunlight. You know, we're familiar with these. But this band, actually, I flipped the album name and their name because the album... I thought that if you're going to make something long, it would be the album name, but that's not the case. This band is called Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, and the album is called Tragedy as Catharsis. You can see where I would make that mistake, right? You can get it. You understand. You know, I'm just letting you know that that happened. So if last week you were listening, you were like, hey, that doesn't sound right. You were correct, and I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. They're from Ontario somewhere in Ontario. I feel like it's like Hamilton, somewhere around there. Maybe not. I could be wrong. I could be terribly, terribly wrong. I might as well just keep being wrong about this band. You know what? That's it. Every week I'm going to be systematically wrong about one thing from this band. Every week. And this week it's going to be they're from Hamilton, Ontario. Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. That is what's happening there. Before that, you heard an excerpt from an interview that I did with Garia, who I told you, I'm going to be saying the name wrong the entire time. So I apologize to the band and everyone who likes them that I'm saying the name wrong. I apologize. It's not the worst the band has heard it, though, as you'll hear in the start of the interview. That was a question about the band being art. Before that, a band from a segment that I have been cultivating here. This is the third week in a row I've done it, a segment called Blue Sky Bands, because I recently signed up the show to Blue Sky because Twitter is a hellscape full of Nazis and nobody wants to be there. And so I was like, you know what? I skipped over Twitter. I didn't do anything on Twitter. Let's go right to Blue Sky. And I don't know if that's a good idea because I don't understand the etiquette at all. But There doesn't seem to be much etiquette, so I'm just going to do whatever. And bands have been just friending the show because there's so few outlets on there to do any kind of promotion. So Wizard Tattoo is one of them. That is off an album called Living for Knife Fighting. I think that's correct. I'm pretty sure that's correct. That was a track called My Second Knife Fight. And before that, another band that was on the is in Blue Sky Bands, which is a band called The Fertility Cult. But there's a bunch of umlauts, so it might be like the Fair T-L-A-T-A Cult. You know how umlauts work. I don't, but you might. That was a track called The Duel and had a bitchin' saxophone in it. I gotta say, like, I want to hate it a lot, but I just can't bring myself to do so. And starting everything off with some Atreyu. Yes, I know, you're thinking, what is this, 2002? Well, sort of. Time is cyclical, it seems. And we don't learn anything ever, 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 ever. Oh, I hate the world so much. But that was a track called Becoming the Bull off of Lead Sails, Paper Anchors, something like that. I don't actually remember. It's something like that. The combination of those specific things. I apologize for not having it better for you. So that's what we've done up to now. And you know what? I think we should play one more of these Blue Sky bands. But before we get into that, you know what I should do right now? I should intro, because I have someone who's producing here on the show today. They're pushing all the buttons and doing all the things. And just in general, just doing stuff. And, I think it's only right for me to let them introduce themselves so that you know, if there's any problems, that it's not my fault. That's the only reason I'm doing this 100%. It's not just to expose somebody who's going to be on radio later to you. That's not what it is. I'm not that altruistic. So tell the people who you is.
I'm Chuck, and I'm here for the blame.
Well done. Well done.
Just to let the listeners know, it's me.
So Chuck, you're here at CJLO, and you're doing this training. So I'm guessing that you're going to eventually be doing a show here. That's, I guess, where the goal is here.
The goal is to do the show. That's right.
What have you planned out? What type of show you're thinking of doing? What can people expect if they tune in to you?
It's not clear to me exactly what I'm doing yet. I listened to a bunch of shows on CJLO, and turns out everyone took my ideas.
As they do. They do that.
Yeah. But I want to do a show that has heavy music, heavier music. I don't know.
So you'll be one of three of us on the show.
I think
then,
there's...
or in the station.
Are there two already? There's your show.
There's two of us who are playing heavy things. That's basically it. There's,
right.
And
yeah.
I guess there also is a punk show too. I forget,
right,
that Core 514 Core is also.
How heavy do the alternative shows get?
Not very.
Most of the schedule is red. They have a color coded genre.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's red, and I was wondering how heavy does that get?
Not very. Not very. There are some people that have picked up on Bonnie Trash, if you're familiar with that, which is like kind of like Doom gaze. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, but very light on the doom part of it. Very gaze heavy.
Right.
Which is doing pretty good. That's, people have been jumping onto that. But other than that, that's usually as heavy as it gets. My show is the heaviest on the station right now.
Well, I love the music you're playing.
Well, that's good, because there's going to be more of it. So you're wanting to do something, is there a specific type of music you usually gravitate towards? What do you listen to when you're not doing a show here at CJLO?
Well, I listen to music all day at work, but I can't play really heavy music at work.
Shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah. So let's see. I was listening to, Creeping Death, Gyria, the name we're going to just botch every time we say it.
Yes, of course, yes.
I've been listening to that new album. That's great. And Forced.
New record's pretty good,
I love that.
Yeah.
The new Kerry King. Well, the only Kerry King.
Yeah, the only Kerry. Did you see Kerry King when...
I did. I went to that show.
What did you think about it?
I loved it. But I am a huge fan of Death Angel.
Okay.
And that singer... it's funny because when I was wondering who he would get to sing on that album, and then he got I can't remember his name of Death Angel, but he's the closest to the singer of Slayer that I
yeah
I could
to
think
Tom
of.
yeah
to Tom, that's right. So I loved that. I loved it a lot.
Yeah,
and Mastodon was great at that show.
Yes, well, I mean, Mastodon is Mastodon.
Yeah, but I've seen Lamb of God. I think that was my fourth time, and they were not as good.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I walked away saying, "Oh, it's weird to say, oh, Lamb of God didn't bring it. But they did, but not like the other times. I guess I don't know.
Maybe that. I mean, they have been. I find that they've been kind of repeating their, not the same set list, but the same kind of core of it for quite some time.
Yeah.
I think they need to do a little bit of a switch up here sometime soon. But I've heard, though, from people that have seen Slayer and saw Kerry King's band, and they were like, I got to be honest, Kerry King, kind of boring in his band approach.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited, and the people are saying it's the reverse. It's boring.
I often thought this when Kerry King, because I saw them at Heavy when they played, and I'm like, does Kerry King not move at all from the spot that he takes?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're referring to.
Well, he should be in a band with Maynard then.
Yeah, really? Just stand in one spot.
Yeah.
Probably not facing the crowd, in darkness. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go see that, the Tool show at the Bell Center when they came recently?
Did I? No.
No.
I saw them the last time they came, and I was going to see them when they were rolling through in 2020, but something happened during 2020 that made it so that I couldn't see the show.
Did you have relatives over?
Maybe. That might have been what it was. It might have been. I think I was having a party with 100 people in it in my basement, a wedding party.
A wedding.
Which was just there.
Yeah. We'll figure out what happened.
Yeah, well, I'll look it up and see if I can figure it out.
I can't remember either. Brain fog? Is that what
I think that's what's happening right now for some reason. I don't know why. I got really sick after that wedding party. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. It'll come to me at some point.
Yeah.
But let's keep rolling. Let's do one more of these Blue Sky bands, and also because I need to hit up some CanCon, because my CanCon is low, except for Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, which I'm going to say a bunch of times to try and remember it, is the only CanCon I've played so far. So let me play you another band that I found this week who expressly tells me that they're an anti-fascist band, which is great because I love to not have to dig.
I love anti-fascist bands.
It also makes me feel good to not play something and find out months later that they're...
It's the worst.
Yeah, it makes me very upset. So I'm glad that I'm right off the top. Now, I can't... You know, just because someone's anti-fascist doesn't mean that they're necessarily the best person to hang out with. But, I'll take someone who's not going to say fascist things over someone who will any day, all
Correct.
The time.
I agree.
So let's play a band who seems like they're cool, who seems like they're all right. They are called World Eaters. They have a record they haven't put out anything since 2022. Which is just a two-track EP that they did. But on the 2021 release, Grinding Advance, I should say that they're a Warhammer 40K band, I believe. Like, that's what they're centering most of this around. At least that's what I'm led to believe from here. So there is a track here called Running Up That Hill, and I'm hoping that this is a cover of Kate Bush. I guess we'll find out. We'll all find out together.
Let's do this.
So here is World Eaters off of Grinding Advance. If you like this and would like to have it for your own personal use at any given point in time, you can go to worldeaters.bandcamp.com, where all of their music is for $3. $3. $0. You can get it all on there. So enjoy this. And while you're enjoying it, why not go and download it? Give them $1 or $2, you know, just for one of the releases. Make them feel good. That's all. So keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM, Great A Explosives, interview with Garia. Garia? Garia.
Garia.
Garia. Coming up at some point or in the near future. So stay tuned. CJLO, 1690 AM, Great A Explosives.